life, universe, and everything. So settle in, get comfortable, and let our journey begin as we meet the hosts, internationally acclaimed mediums, Nick and Zoe Avery.
Hello and welcome to Spirit's Work, the metaphysical and spiritual show designed to open your eyes to the greater possibilities of life. Thank you for joining us. And those with us for the first time, this show is really unique in that every week my husband Mick demonstrates his exceptional gift of deep trance channeling live on air. He channels an enlightened spirit called Gregory Hay, who is the spokesperson for a group of evolved spirits called the White Cloud Group. They're an educational group and are here to give us knowledge and information that we'd not have access to. This week's show is another chance for you to participate and call us with a question or comment. It's not a situation of readings, but it's your chance to speak to a spirit guide from the other side of life and basically anything to do with maybe your mediumship or your spiritual pathway or your interest in metaphysics, things to do with the planet, because our group are involved quite heavily in our benefit, and that is the planet's welfare as well. So other dimensions, anything to do with anything that you might think that the other side can know more about than you and I, basically. So it's toll-free in the US, that's 877-876-5227. In Canada, it's 888-815-9756. And international callers, it's not toll-free, but it's 001-530-876-3222.
Well, hi, I'm Mick Avery. And on Spirit's Work, we welcome you to Spirit's Work on bbsradio.com. And that's live every Sunday at 10 a.m. PST, which is 6 p.m. GMT. Now, if you'd like to know more about us, perhaps you might like to buy our books or CDs or get yourself an Akashic reading, we suggest you go visit our websites, which are at www.spirit-teaching.com, www.spiritsworkradio.com, but I understand it's down at the moment, and also live at www.mickavery.com. Now, Sylvie said, I'm a deep trance medium, which means I'm a pure channel for the spirit world, enabling clear, concise communication from those who continue to walk with us and who try to look after us. In this way, each week on our show, Sylvie has a conversation with our spirit friends so they can give us the benefit of their wisdom. And as a result, we can get a different perspective on life, which means having choices and options we never realized were available to us. Now, when I go into the deep trance state, I will not know of anything that happens until they bring me back again. And that is how it should be, because we wouldn't want thoughts and feelings from my mind getting in the way of the contact. So that's all I have to say right now. And it's bye for now until I'm going to leave you in Sylvie's capable hands, of course, to carry on with the rest of the show. Bye.
Thanks, Mick. Yes, basically, Gregory, who you'll be speaking to, or listening to rather, earlier in a little while, was asked before his physical life in the early 1700s if he would like to train to be the representative of this educational group who are going to be helping the people of the earth discover a more harmonious way of life. The group want us to understand the implications of what we are doing to our planet and to aid us onto a road of recovery, raising the vibration of ourselves and the planet in the process. They consist of eminent scientists, physicists and scholars, and between them they have vast knowledge and insight. They try to help us to look at the bigger picture of life and to think outside of the box, explaining situations that affect us and our future and the future of the planet. And, of course, those who wish to come after us who haven't had a physical life yet. And today we're going to be talking about, basically, I know you've probably heard so many people at the moment talking about the new year, and I guess we're a bit late, but this is our first show into the new year, and we want to actually see if we can maybe bring some new insights and light upon the methods and ideas that the spirit world have, that we might create a better life for ourselves this year, basically, to manifest the future that we want, as opposed to maybe last year was a good year for you. I don't know, you can phone us up and tell us about it if you like, and how you think that you managed that to happen, if in fact you feel you had anything to do with it, to do with the law of attraction or powering your intention in any way. All of these things help each of us, because maybe we've not tried that or that sort of situation. So I think Gregory's with us now, and we'll see what he has to say from the spirit world's perspective, I think. Hello, Gregory.
With love and light, blessings be, my dear friends. Hello and welcome, everyone. I am so pleasured and honoured to be with you. I am Gregory Hay, of course, of the White Cloud Group, born 1705 past 1723. I am very pleasured and honoured to be with you at this time. And as we look at humanity, we look at the many millions and millions of beings we observe upon the planet of Earth. We can see that there are great distrusts from one relationship, from one tribe, from one nationality to another. We can see the curses of tribes like curses in many respects, because they seem ever more isolated and fractured. The whole possibility of what you yourself can see as an individual is about what you attract. What thoughts you attract are going to be the first things. Every thought that you attract to yourself, that you create within your being, has and carries an energy to it. This is not just simply the energy of emotion you have laid upon it, because the thought contains coloration, contains perhaps the argument to and fro of what the thought can be about. So if you are attracting to ideas specific to you, maybe to do with what you are to do, how you are to turn about your life, how are you going to attract the right kinds of thoughts, and in fact initiate the right kinds of thoughts from your own conscious state? We can see quite clearly that for many people, the way forward for them is fraught with anguish, particularly if one has, in many respects, decided to carry on the thoughts from the past, from yesterday, last week, last year, in this event. We can see quite clearly that energies from the past tend to infect then the way that you think now in the present, and then can carry on into the reinfection of the future. So thoughts that you have of what you expect to achieve tomorrow, the next day, when once you have slept in your bed and you rise again, the next situation that you think of now as you enter into that thought process can oftentimes become so subliminally kept in the dark, so in many respects as though the whole contemplation of it continues to reinfect from the energy that you already feel. So many people we have observed from our side of life that have gone through such turmoil, particularly with what indeed they're going to do for a job of work, what indeed they can do for any way of making a living for themselves, providing a roof over their heads and food on the table. These are obviously vexed questions and obviously bring about a great deal of sorrow and also anguish. We observe many human beings then carrying the traits from the previous day, when perhaps you yourselves had not gained much in empathy, or maybe achieved much in actually resolving, finding constituent levels of understanding through the thought processes that you have, and therefore simply not able to make 1 and 1 plus 2 equals 4. So there you have this whole simple situation, scenario of thoughts that you had yesterday reinfecting today and then possibly carrying it on into your future. If you feel that your future is very bleak, how are you possibly going to turn this around? By simply then re-energizing the same energy with which you find yourself at this present time. You have to reinvigorate yourself the way you are. Perhaps for some people this even starts with your actual physical activity. Oftentimes people, when coming from positions of anguish, that these desires can be met simply by changing the ways of your world. Simply by changing the ways that you react to the ways of your world. So that perhaps, whereas before, previously, you had sat seated in front of the multimedia screen that you have, and perhaps these stories laid anguish upon anguish, overlaying the already anguished state of mind you are finding yourself in. These are not simple ways forward, I have to grant you. They are fraught with pits and troughs, with all different kinds of situations that you may be involved in. But what you have to do is re-empathize with your ability to gather thought, to gather idea, to gather newfound energy about yourself. Whereas previously perhaps you had taken it that no meant no from some question that you asked for from somebody else, perhaps whether it was inquiring about employment or something else that you could do, maybe even for you to ask yourself, oh well, can I do this? And the answer comes back, no, I don't feel able, is simply a form of defeatist attitude, but is also oftentimes a kind of sediment that you may have become embroiled in your physical life, that it simply then becomes a continuation of the chemical reactive state that you are used to being seeped in this kind of mode of fait accompli, if you like. It's like you already know the game plan, you already know what situation scenarios are painted for you, and you already appear to know the relative outcome for it, which is going to be that you feel worthless, or that you feel that you are unable to satisfy the demand of employment you seek. This is not time to slit your wrists either, or is it time for you to go on a great alcoholic binge? It is, in fact, for you to find yourself. All of these other methods of placebo, of drinking yourself under the table, or of trying to pretend that it doesn't exist, are equally in measure not going to work out for you. So you have to look at yourself, perhaps in a different light, in a different way. We observe that so many people on your side of life have simply, over the many years of their existence, been doing something that they don't even like doing. And it's simply just a way of moving forward, of putting a roof over your head and food on the table. However, this is not always going to sate the appetite, and certainly will always leave you feeling as though you are not quite up to the mark, as though you are worth less than you really truly are, and as though you have no gifts of spirit. But all of you, every single one of you, have gifts of spirit. Maybe your gift is in music. Maybe it is in dance. Exploring your body and being able to portray different moods, different flights, and different forming shapes, like painting a canvas in three-dimensional activity, like painting the wisdom of the sea, or the wisdom of the air, of the thoughts that brush with your life that you can paint into three-dimensional objects which are ever moving and ever flowing. Maybe it is then that instead of that, you have perhaps always longed to do something else. Perhaps it is that you had always longed to, that your attraction is within other art forms. Perhaps to do with how a person is made up. Perhaps it's to do with how you can augment the way that you are made up. Perhaps it's to do with cosmetics. Perhaps to do with clothes. Maybe your particular aperture is to do with simply environments and how you can enhance that which you know to be true. There are so many different delights within the physical voyage that people simply miss. I'm not saying that or suggesting here that everyone is particularly creative, but people can be creative with the most strangest of things. Even with numbers, with letters, even if you can't read or write, you can still become creative because you can speak, you can see, use your eyes, use your ears to collect the information that you want to form into ideas to then regurgitate, to then bring out into explaining yourself. Why do you have to explain yourself? You don't. It may well be that simply by you being creative in some other way then leads you into a different dimension of reality, a different way of seeing your self-expression, finding something else which then fires your imagination and also brings you into harmony with the peace fields of your life, so that you once again may be able to perhaps take on something new with a different dimension to your life and create positive force and energy. Even the smallest spark of it may initiate change into your relative life pattern and dimension. The simplest thing that you do, from running around the block of houses that you live on, or walking around them, looking into the world in which you live with a different and fresh pair of eyes. Not the same eyes that you had yesterday, where all that you do is simply look straight ahead for you to observe where you're going so you don't fall over something and so that you don't run into any kind of mischief. There are many things outside of your world that you actually take for granted, that you do not recognize necessarily because it just flows by you. It's just stuff that flows by either side of your face as you move across your landscape. Simply all that I am saying is by evoking new energy and doing away with the old energy, the being that you were yesterday, can create a different energy of promise for your future. You may not feel as though you promise anyone anything. You may not feel as though you are worthy to create anything of this new life. May not even see that you have much of a life left to give. It may be that you're ill, possibly with some life-threatening disease, and that this is something you yourself are suffering with, and that maybe you just have a few short weeks to live, or months. This is relative to you too, because it is a matter of how you then accept not your fate, but how you leave the physical planet, that you come to terms with all of those situations you have dealt with in your life. That doesn't mean to say that you've given up. What it does mean to say is that you put the thoughts and feelings into what you want to do with them. So that perhaps maybe the way forward for you is to put energy into someone else understanding your situation or position, not in a form of misery, but actually in a very practical way. Maybe you decide that bits and pieces of you will be able to be used by, utilized by some other life form, by someone else, to help enhance their life after you have done with using it in yours. I know, easy for me to say, hard for you to do. These questions come up time and time again. How am I, my life, able to overcome the barriers and obstacles I face? One always has to look at one's jar either being half empty, therefore negative, or just half full. And there it is, you've got time to fill it up. With regards to however much of life you have, even if you have just but a few short days left to live your physical life, you may still fill it with something else, with some knowledge you may gain through meditation, through works of deep thought and aspiring knowledge, connecting with your spirit, connecting with those who have walked before you to help you on your way.
Okay. Well, you're listening to Spirit's Work, and if you've just joined us, this is Spirit Guide Gregory Hay, being a deep trance channeled through Mick Avery. I'm Sylvie Avery. Okay, and we're talking about how we can possibly create some wonderful future for ourselves this year, basically, and what we've got to do, ideas that we can share in order to do that, to make it a happy, positive, successful, prosperous year for all of us. So I thought it was interesting there that you were saying about it being, you know, because that we become a failure, don't we? We become the person. If we always think we're going to fail because we've got turned down for, let's say, for instance, jobs or whatever, and I'm sure there's many other situations we can think of, we actually, that's what happens. It's like hammering a nail in, isn't it? It's you just go down.
Yes,
and then you become that person, don't you?
Yes.
So the glass is going to be half empty when you wake up.
That's right.
From then on.
Yes.
And so basically what we're going to try and talk about is how we can actually turn that around, because we've either all been there or are still there, and it's very difficult in this day and age to see the glasses half full every day anyway, especially.
Yes.
But so some of the simple things that we do that we don't realize that we're doing, you know, so if we could talk about some of those. I mean,
yes,
you said about learning something new.
Yes.
I thought that was interesting as well, because just even a hobby will shake the cobwebs out, will instigate some different pheromonic, physiological or whatever chemical reaction, as well as spiritual reaction.
Absolutely so. Yes, because it sparks immediate interest.
Mm.
Whether that is only temporary makes no difference whatsoever. The fact is that doing this kind of thing, this kind of event, it simply creates a different pheromonic activity chemically to you. And therefore, it changes your energy from being one of apathy. Well, very well, if you haven't got a job at this moment in time, then you can actually take on something else, learn something else. Perhaps it may be a skill directly. Therefore, you have the time because you aren't doing anything, so you just as well learn a new skill for something that you can do.
Mm. Or even if you can't, I mean, it doesn't have to actually have any useful purpose to you. Like,
no, it doesn't.
It's going to be a career or whatever. It just actually stimulates your whole being and your whole way of being into triggering off these dulling of the senses that you've had.
Yes.
Isn't it? It's lifting
absolutely
you over the
so.
Bar, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, absolutely so.
So there's an cumulative effect of a good feeling, basically.
Yes, quite so.
To propel you forward. So I think that is an excellent thing to do, even if you, you know, even if you don't know why you're doing it. See, I think the problem is, as well, is we look at all of these people that are successful that we want, would love to be like, in for whatever reason, but we forget that they took a long time possibly getting there, and that they had to have rejection along the way to get there, probably. There's not many people that have a smooth ride to the top of whatever profession it is. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, that is quite true.
In order to have what they want. So that's the other thing, I think, as well, is to how do we stop ourselves from going under?
Yes. But that's... I'm sorry.
No, that was it, really. How do we... What do these people have that, you know, that make them continue to that extent? I know luck is a lot of it as well.
But well, yes.
It is.
Yes, but it's also hard work. That's the point. And I know that many people will say, ah, yes, but he was in the right place at the right time. But the point is that for some people, for many people who actually create a model for themselves and then apply it and then do it, live by it, and then are successful in whatever they do, what they're doing is that they may well have been doing it for 20 years and no one listened or batted an eyelid of what they were doing. Mm. And then suddenly they become the flavor of the month simply because they have continued with it. They haven't given up, haven't lost face. They have managed to, maybe even they've had to take other jobs, other situations, whilst they were doing that one, in order to gravitate the right kind of energy and in order to keep manifesting the same situation so that they were then eventually able to become successful.
Mm.
That's my point, really.
Yes. I find it interesting with things like... you know, Pop Idol and that sort of thing, X Factor, and the things that people put themselves in for, who want to be a singer, who want to
oh, I understand.
And that sort of thing, okay? It's a musical situation.
Yes.
They put themselves at great risk of being totally and utterly humiliated or defeated and just devastated, but it's changed their lives anyway. In whatever aspect it is that happens to them, it's changed their lives. Do you know what I mean?
I feel, in actual fact, my dear friend, the central tenet of this, the central answer in many respects to this kind of question, is that what the people in that status bring to other people is to say, well, this person came from an ordinary place too.
Mm.
This person came from... not a well-to-do family, but a family that was actually in great difficulty, that in circumstances much like many people on your side of life. So therefore, it gives them an impetus, an understanding into their side of their life, their own pathway, of how they too may change their lives into something that is, I understand that... the energy behind it is all to do with financial gain and reward and all of this, success.
Hmm.
But my point is not really so frivolous. My point is that it isn't the success specifically which then breeds the trappings of it. It is, in fact, the absolute will behind it to want to perceive more about your energy than you had previously. Mm. This is the sacred lesson that underpins all of it, is for human beings not to give up, for human beings to see something in themselves. Then that doesn't mean to say, oh, well, I'm saying that I am a wonderful singer and actually you sound like a frog croaking on some... sunny night, evening
pad.
Or something like that.
Sunny lily pad.
Yes. So my point is really that it's not a situation, obviously, that it means that you do have to have great courage.
Yes.
If you are going to do this, you have to have great courage in whatever you are going to do in life. Yes. It's a matter of your decision, whether that's a rational one or whether it's ill-tempered. The point is that you will learn from the ill-tempered decisions that you make and the more crass decisions or situations that you become involved in, so that you can improve upon it, so that these lessons will be learned not for your spiritual growth, but in actual fact for you to be able to survive in a better way. So this means to say, if you are going to really become impacted by the visions of your life, perhaps, yes, you can look at various different media ways in which people may bring something of themselves, and that, in a sense, adorns the lives of everyone.
Well, I think it's stepping up to the plate and actually going outside of your comfort zone.
Yes.
Isn't it? It's getting off of the couch and actually not living there regretting all of your life that you wanted to do. It's just an example, this is, you know.
To see if you
actually
can.
Just to see, to have a go, because there's nothing worse, I don't think, than if only.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And that sort of thing.
It really does no one any good at all.
No, absolutely. So I think, and I think this is why we like looking at people pitting themselves against maybe energies that they are fearful of, you know.
Yes.
It's hard to believe,
quite so.
For instance, that somebody, even famous people, when they say actresses or singers or whatever, professional people, when they say, oh,
yes.
Gosh, yes, I'm really nervous before I go on, you know. Well, I'm
yes.
really glad that they make a big thing of that, because it helps ordinary people to realize that you've just got to go through certain emotions and situations and learn how to cope with that. Don't not do things just because it's you're frightened in the first instance, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? It's
absolutely
like,
so.
Because the feeling that you, when you conquer and cross barriers that were once fearful for you, and you keep going like that, then it's just something, presumably, that actually, that's almost like a drug in itself, isn't it, really? That the feeling of you know, patting yourself on the back and saying, oh, well, I did that. I was really frightened, but I did it, and it was okay.
And
you overcame those situations.
Yes.
And I think that is a problem that we have at the moment with the apathy and with the depression.
That is right.
That people don't realize that they actually can cross even these limitations that they've put there in front of themselves.
Yes.
You know?
Because these themselves are the adversaries of humankind.
Exactly.
They are the adversaries of the mind.
Mm.
How else are you to actually put them to bed? How are you going to overcome these adversaries?
Yes.
If you do not create the tools yourself, if you do not dip your toe in the water to see, oh yes, I can actually survive this.
Exactly. Exactly, and we've usually created the barriers ourselves.
Yes, that's true.
Maybe a few things have happened to us repetitively, and
yes.
then that's it then. Oh, well, you know.
I'm not doing that again.
That's me.
That's exactly the same, of course, as many people who perhaps, if they find that the weather outside is inclement, perhaps it is, now, as many parts of your world at the present time are witnessing large snow fields and that kind of thing, then the obvious thing is, well, I'll stay at home in the warm, rather than actually understanding that if you have the physical ability to withstand it, then perhaps it might be better for you to go outside and do some exertion, do something that utilizes your body and burns up some of the fuel you have festering from your overeating.
Mm, and actually enjoying the change in scenery.
Yes, quite,
you know,
so.
The change in the air and everything.
The air is most important.
Yeah.
Because obviously, for many times, when systems of temperature change in this way upon the planet's surface, you need to take full advantage of that, because the cold air actually suppresses the oftentimes difficult chemicals for you, so that you'll find that it's not so polluted. You usually find that cold, crisp air is much more, has a great deal more cleanliness within it than, is much purer than air from a hot place.
Yes. Yeah. So basically we're talking about believing in yourself and changing your attitude into believing in yourself and your ability to be able to be open to unlimited possibilities, really, isn't it?
Yes.
And how we can do that. You know, and I don't really want to go into the law of attraction and that sort of thing.
There is
really,
no need to.
Well, because the ordinary Joe, and not everybody who listens to the show, understands that. And the other thing is, they also maybe might think, well, that's easy enough for these other people because they've got all of this knowledge already, they've heard and read about this, and I don't know anything about the law of attraction, so it can't affect me, it can't be anything that's to do with me. Do you know what I mean? So we're I feel sometimes confining our jargon, if you like.
But we are not trying to isolate or limit people's understanding.
No.
We are trying to embrace new people into understanding more about themselves. It is the reason why people have to wake up in many respects to who they really are. And so we're not trying to bring insightful state of one jargon or another pertaining to one dogma or one religious expertise.
No. So basically focusing only on your positive intention, say, shall we say, to success and happiness is it is the way to move forward, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You know, it's easy to say, like you were saying. And, you know, we've talked before about there are thinkers and there are doers, and there's the apathetic in the middle of that somewhere.
Yes.
And there's also those who are just a doer but have got stuck in the, you know, in the depression of not knowing what to do next.
Yes.
So, what other things is there that we can do that will maybe help close the doors of our last year that we didn't like about last year, or our life past as from today forward?
Yes. Well, the problem with life past, as we have said before previously, is that it tends to generate energy and chemical reaction that you as a physical being have become used to. So therefore, like anything else, it means that you have to wean yourself off it. I would suggest, in fact, that for many people, particularly if they are sedentary, if they do not have a job of work or that's the problem for them, that they need to take a lot of change of attitude and what they do with their day. So instead of simply going out and looking for a job that's the same job that you were doing previously, that what you do is go out and simply engage with the world. I know it's easy for me to say, hard for you to do, but there are many different situations that you may come across whereby you actually gain a different perspective about your life and who you are, simply because in taking the opportunity, because you're not doing anything else, means that you can actually go out and look at something else, whether it's walking into a forest, walking in along a seashore, or simply walking down the high street, means that you may observe different shops, different premises, different situations, locations, just simply to give you ideas of the mind. So that you are not closed into thinking only in terms of what the box of the media intention has for you, holds for you in your living room or your family room, but that it's actually to do with something else, to do with the outside world, or with perhaps to do, as we have said before, maybe even to bring in these conditions of your interest, your own personal interest, maybe even from when you were a child. These are the times when, in actual fact, looking back into your life, you can discover those situations which you actually had been attracted to, that you would have liked to have pursued, but perhaps never had the time or never had the efficacy. Maybe you never had the placement, or perhaps it just simply wasn't right.
No, yeah, but very often those things were something that were maybe natural abilities that we had.
Absolutely so.
Yes,
that's what I'm saying.
But because it didn't actually focus in our future in a constructive way for supporting ourselves or whatever, then they got put aside.
Yes, but this also, my dear friend, tends to come from situations of parental control, where there was exercising in parental awareness that actually dissuaded you from a different path that you would have taken.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my point, really. Never think that everything is gone, said, and done and dusted so that it never anymore applies to you. I'm saying that there may well be different situations, scenarios back within your childhood where you actually had a vision, where you had a thought of, I would really like to be able to do this. These are opportune times when, if you are faced with days or weeks or months of not being able to do anything because you do not have the income, work, or experience to do that, maybe you are simply unemployed, or maybe you are in between different situations. These are opportunities when you may be able to furnish something new. Likewise, I would have to say, if you're recovering from some kind of illness or sickness, that too means that these can become good opportunities for you to redirect your energy into something completely different.
Yes, I think the idea about going for a walk in various places, in various situations, is good for maybe instigating and, you know, new thoughts, a light bulb moment, could do that, along those lines.
Yes,
you know,
particularly.
See somebody doing something or read a book in the library or whatever.
Particularly, you see, what I was thinking of was that if it's a situation where a person has been in work for a long time and then suddenly their job has ended, then obviously they haven't been able to do that kind of thing. So I'm saying that what you have to do is you have to think out the box of what you have been created or left to endure within your own life. That doesn't mean to say it has to be an endurance that you suffer, but that you use it into a magnanimous positive focus to enable you to actually be something else, so that you are maybe walking down the high street of your nearest town, village, or city that you have not done for many months or even years. Simply because you haven't had the time to do that.
Or you're going for a different reason, and
yes,
it's amazing that the things you will notice that you didn't notice before.
Yes, absolutely so.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it may well be to do with the geology, planning of the place, the different structures, or simply maybe even to do with the things that you realize have been done that you feel that shouldn't have been done.
Absolutely, and notice boards as well.
Yes,
there's lots of things that I am always amazed at, the things that people put on notice boards, groups of people, maybe group situations or individual. Oh, it could be anything. I mean, it's huge.
Yes, this is the other point as well, my dear friend, is that for people in these kinds of situations, it is good for you to start a group or to start a group awareness situation where you may talk to other people in like-minded situations, maybe coming from completely different fields of life, from completely different focuses, maybe different subject matters, whatever. There are hundreds of thousands of different things that human beings can do. You can bring things together and then perhaps give impetus and ideas to other people. Maybe then also helping one another in focusing this kind of attention. These are things that you can do in order to bring about a different shift in focus.
Yes, absolutely. How to get out of the victim mode. Because
absolutely
if you expect
so.
if you expect failure, then you'll get it. So, and the other thing about, I think, that people ought to try when they're walking down the street is to smile more.
Yes.
That's, you know, the difference that it makes. Just do it now. Just everybody smile now and just see how it makes you feel.
It takes a lot less muscles, I understand.
Than to frown. And yes, probably. But it does. So I just think people ought to practice smiling more. And so it's a good one to do, I think, while you're out and about in the shops and places, because you get treated a lot differently.
The other situation also to bring about, I have to say, is really to do with your wardrobe, to do with the clothes that you wear and the things, the effects you have in your house. So perhaps this is a good time or a good moment to change the different aspects of your personality as well as how you present yourself to the outside world.
Okay, right, yes.
So this is changing your energy completely, particularly if you are feeling that you are somewhat down in the mouth or a little depressive or whatever, you need to change your clothing that you wear into something that is a bit more outgoing. That is something which makes you feel better. Now, it doesn't mean to say that you have to have a large amount of money in order to do this. I'm suggesting here simply by actually changing your clothes so that maybe you take your clothes to some shop or whatever and you change, even if you've got nothing or you have very little, you may well be able to swap clothes or to actually take in your clothes and then obtain other clothes that don't cost too much money. It's actually the colour that you need rather than the style of it.
It's the colour, it's something new. It's something new because situations, emotions, feelings and that sort of thing all go with your wardrobe if you've had it for a long time.
Yes.
That, you know, it really does. That's a good point, actually. It's not only colour, it's texture. It's
absolutely so.
Maybe wearing something a little different that you wouldn't normally wear.
Yes. And different combinations of clothes.
Yes.
As well, actually make you, turn you into a completely different person. So I would suggest maybe that what you do, one of the things that you do, if you find yourself with weeks and weeks where you have been doing nothing or not very much at all, that you actually get out your entire wardrobe and go through it. And see what actually really works and what really doesn't. Mm. And whatever doesn't, for whatever reason, you can get rid of it.
Yes, try it on and see how it makes you feel. Get a friend round that...
to help you with it.
Yes, that you consider has got good taste in fashion or whatever. I mean, it doesn't have to be fashionable.
No.
But who has a good eye of what will look good on you, you know. Because I think sometimes, you know, unless we're that way inclined... we don't necessarily buy things that are flattering to ourselves. So, and although we're not saying it for this reason, it will help you feel better if you feel that it flatters you a little
Because this is all about changing your energy. And this is not simply for females, it's for males as well.
As well, yes. Absolutely, absolutely. So, and also I would say the home environment as well
While you're changing things,
yes,
absolutely so. There are many objects that people haul from one year to another, and people that hoard things especially, they may have 25 or 30 years of hoarding. So it's time then perhaps to make light of it. Maybe turn that hoarding into something a little more valuable. You can turn it into some sort of a sale, maybe from your home, or maybe you do something else with it. My point really is that much of this stuff people collect tends to then become more of a noose around their necks because they also contain familiarity and ideas, stories surrounding that object
or memories
from that object. That doesn't mean to say I'm saying that you have to eject everything. But most certainly there are going to be objects within your life whereby you really need to move on from those situations.
Because it's amazing. We don't realise when we walk into a room how certain objects and configurations of the room, shall we say, with things in it, make us feel, make us who we are.
Yes,
do you know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely.
That's an interesting one, I think, because that's another thing you can do is actually move the furniture around in your room so that when you get up in the morning, it's different. It's like living somewhere else. And if you can actually give your home a lick of paint and different colours maybe that you wouldn't normally use as well. I mean, it all helps, doesn't it, in this recreating
a
new life
does.
For yourself.
Yes, it's not frivolous.
No.
It's really quite serious, the situation that we're talking about, because what we're trying to encourage you to do is to change your energy for the better.
Mm.
So that it becomes more harmonic, that becomes it more invigorated, and that it becomes more sincere, loving, and also inviting to new energy of your future.
Mm. Yes, to be our intention and not just to sit there and wish it and then regret. And that's the other thing I was thinking about, you know, stuff in the house is...
Yes.
I tend not to get stuff because I always, it does irritate me, but that's a personal thing, I guess. But I always think as well, if I crossed over to the other side tomorrow, I wouldn't be taking it with me, would I?
No, indeed not.
You know? So, you know, we all like certain things, a certain amount of objects and... memorabilia or for whatever reason, pictures, but most of it, I think, is just needs dusting, doesn't it? Something less to clean. Yeah, so we always think there's always tomorrow, but stop thinking like that, because if you can do it today, then do it today.
Yeah.
I think that's another one. Believe in yourself, absolutely believe in yourself, expect the best, be optimistic, dream big,
absolutely.
And all of, what's the worst thing that we could do?
The worst thing that you could do?
Yes, that would go against us in our in creating a new bright future this year.
The worst thing that you could do is look back.
Right.
Over your past.
Mm.
Except by saying, well, I did that and it didn't work.
Okay, you're allowed to do that.
You're allowed to do that, but only that.
And I'm not going to do that again.
Don't wallow or dwell within it.
Yeah. Yeah. So letting go of baggage, so not letting go of baggage is probably the worst thing, isn't it?
Indeed so.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Baggage only means that you have to pay for the baggage that you carry.
And it's heavy.
Yes. And sometimes you have to have other people carry it for you. Because it's too much for you to carry on your own.
Okay, well, we've almost come to time. And so what, in the last minute, what sort of things are you hoping are going to... Be something that's going to, you're going to be, shall we say, hopeful is going to be happening this year.
That there will be ignited minds open to the truth and understanding what is actually happening in their name. I am hopeful that human beings will take it upon themselves to really become more respectful of one another. And also to understand when people are not being respectful to them. And in fact, doing something about that.
Okay.
Thought is a living thing. The choices that you make resonate throughout the future. So be careful how you resonate. Be careful what you say, what you do. And if you come upon situations you disagree with because they go against your morality, or because they go against how you feel with regard to your sacred planet, then you need to act in your planet's defense. Share your actions with others. Help them understand, too, how they can dig for their own courage. Mine it successfully into the mind of your future.
Very good. And smile more.
And smile. Like the sun smiles upon you.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Gregory.
God bless upon your journeys, dear friend. Thank you so, everyone, with love and light.
Hope you've enjoyed the show. And our website, again, is www.spirit-teaching.com, where you can find out more information about us and our work, and maybe book yourself an Akashic reading with Gregory. And do join us again next week. My name is Sylvia Avery, and you've been listening to Spirit's Work. And until next time, be peaceful, be positive, and focused on your goal, knowing you're not alone in trying to create a better world. Goodbye.